We got to talk about Expedia as well, real quick. That's another mover that we are watching, another company that came out with earnings. And you can see here, this is another that beat on the bottom line, but there was a slight miss on the top line as well. And the company talking about the sort of whipsaw that it has seen as a result of COVID-19 and the effect on the travel industry. The CEO of the company talking about, you know, that obviously they saw a big depressive effect, then things came back quickly, and then Omicron caused them to go down to some extent. Again, the shares are trading higher by 2.5% here this morning, Saz.
You know, you're still smack in the middle of a pandemic, Julie. One of your key highlights that Expedia put forth, top bullet point for the company, total revenue was down 17% compared to the fourth quarter of 2019. So that is one of their highlights, but I think underscores just the challenges to start the year for many of these travel companies. This is something we heard from earlier in the week over from Trivago, Alex Heifer, the CEO of that company, on our network, discussing, you know, things remain sluggish out there. It's challenging when it comes to business travel. And I think you're seeing a lot of that within these Expedia results as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you see a rebound, right? Room nights stayed that were booked on Expedia up 74%. Sounds great, right? But you compare it, of course, with up the prior year that was virtually no travel going on. And the estimate, by the way, for those room nights stayed was 97%. So it's interesting that we didn't see the analysts sort of ratchet down their estimates a little bit more going into this report, given the effect of Omicron. But nonetheless, the stock is not really being punished as a result of all of this, perhaps because there is this understanding that things are now coming back, perhaps, and that people are getting back out there.
Yeah, clearly, I think all these stocks are trading off what could be really a nice summer for the lodging sector.
Here's hoping. Here's hoping we all get out there and take vacations, perhaps, Brian Sozzi. I know.
Yeah, probably
I
not.
Know.